Dave, we are going to say a fond farewell to a longtime voice heard here on WSGW.
Those are exactly the words I would have chosen, fond farewell. And voice, you talk about voice. Ann Williams has a voice that could have worked at a network and major market radio, and she chose to spend her career here in Saginaw, and in total has served us for 35 years. That's a long time. And in the past over 10 years now, she's been the news director. Before that, assistant news director. And back before that, she had been serving us as an anchor and reporter for many, many years. And over the years, Ann has won many, many awards for her special series work, investigative and enterprise series work that we've done on the station. And in addition to that, she's done a lot of coaching and mentoring for other people who have worked on series and just their day-to-day reporting and training our people. So we're going to miss Ann a lot. And she's decided it's time for a life after radio. She's leaving radio, but she's not sitting home. She is going to be working in retail at a upscale housewares store at Birchrun Outlet Mall. So Ann, you know, as you know, is very fond of cooking. You know what her experience was here. I'll let you share that.
Well, I was going to say for a few years she was doing a work, not just in the news, but also as co-host on the Listen to the Misses program.
On air and on a podcast, and she always has loved to cook. And, you know, so and she knows a lot about it. She had worked in that kind of a job part-time before, trying to, you know, making some extra money when whilst working full-time in radio. She had also done that for another store down there in the past. And so she's always enjoyed the retail side of things. So it's a little change for Ann. And, boy, we wish her well, that's for sure.
So you must have, Dave. Mm-hmm. You must have been responsible for hiring her here into the news department.
Yeah, that's true. It goes way back, way, way, way back. In fact, it was when we were still in our previous building, our 3,500-square-foot building that we had here, that we built an additional 6,000 square feet around, and then we tore out what was here and renovated it all. But Ann was here in the original newsroom here on Tittabawassee going back into the mid-'80s. And so she's been with us a long time. We've been through it all. We've been through her children's birth and, you know, everything else, and her father passed a number of years ago and went to his funeral with her. And we've got to know Ann very, very well, and we really appreciate her.
Yeah, it's you know, this is one of those occasions. There's just so much more you can say because we all have very personal stories, as personable as Ann was on the air, and listeners came to know. And should I say appreciate, could I say Ann goes back to old school news where, and she still did it today, where Ann would present the story, mm-hmm. and here is the story. It's not my opinion.
Right.
Here it is. Here's what we've gathered, and we're going to let you know what's going on. And if there's anything you want to take away from the story on your own and an opinion, that's you.
That's a hallmark of WSGW News, and Ann was very important to it.
And as you said, mentored and guided mm-hmm. those that she had following her footsteps and doing some of the anchoring and reporting to doing the exact same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have an Ann story that actually is my involvement with WSGW. When I first came to interview back in 1990, mm-hmm. as I was driving up from the Metro Detroit area and first tuned into WSGW, the first voice I heard was Ann Williams.
How
doing a newscast.
That?
And funny you said about her ability and her
quality of voice. Yeah,
I am from the Detroit area where the giant in Detroit of news was WJR,
mm-hmm.
and of course close to WSGW on the radio dial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to Ann, and I'm thinking, my gosh, this is what I hear on a quality of basis. Because mm-hmm. I had no clue what I was going to come up here to Saginaw to hear. I just knew I was interviewing at a station that was described as WJR and being full service.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I don't know who this person is doing the news, but I want to work there. because if that's what it's representing.
Yep.
So, wow. And, yeah, today is the day that Ann will bid the farewell and do so much more officially with Art and his radio interview with Ann this morning at 10 o'clock.
That's right. Reflecting on her career and what she's done here and what she's looking forward to now. in the years ahead. So.
Yeah. It's nice to know that she's able to do so on her own accord and deciding that this is the time, this business. It's not an easy one.
It has a fair amount of stress to it.
It does, and it's not just what happens on a regular shift basis. There are times you're called to duty outside your normal working hours,
mm-hmm.
Weekends, holidays, mornings, evenings, overnights.
And there was a brief period of time around 2000 where there was a company came in and they made some cuts, and Ann had to leave us among those cuts, and we've really regretted that. For a few years, she went to a local television station and worked behind the scenes as an assignment editor. And after the 5 years, ownership's changed, and we had the opportunity to bring Ann back. And we're only too pleased to do that. We were very joyful, in fact, that we were able to bring her back and have her continue to serve us. So she has 40 years of broadcast news experience. And before news, this may sound strange, Ann, this part of business, she was working for W3 Soul in Saginaw, working in news there, and that's where we hired her from. But Anne's background, she has a major in French, not in journalism, but I think accomplished foreign language has allowed her to have excellent diction and in her delivery and in her writing and everything. And she made the adaptation from a French major to a broadcast person with flying colors.
Yeah, with her, that was from the University of Michigan, is that
mm-hmm,
right?
That's
yes,
correct.
That's what I thought, yeah. Yeah. Any time that we ever came, anything that had to do, if it was French-based, mm-hmm. you went to Anne for the answer.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's nice that it is a chance to say a fond farewell and to have the memories that we cherish, and we know that many of our listeners have memories too, and perhaps when you think about all the years you've been listening to the news and the voice of Ann Williams, you'll recognize just how she represented herself and has that reputation. And not just here. I mean, any of our media companions here in the Great Lakes Bay region and around the state
mm-hmm.
All share
yeah, that's right. That's right.
What we know about Ann Williams.
So we will have a new voice in the afternoon, a brand new person who we are really impressed with as well, Jonathan Dent, a new hire that we are really, really impressed with. And he will do well as an anchor and a reporter. He's already been reporting for us, doing excellent work. And we will be finding ourselves a news director. So the search is on.
WSDW, it continues on. Ann Williams, lots of love to you from all of us.